Brilliance Audio presents
The Immigrants by Howard Fast. Author's Dedication for Bette. The Immigrants. The immigrants were without any deep consciousness of the role they were playing. They did not dream of history or see themselves as part of history. They partook of a mythology of the place to which they were going, but of the fact of the place they knew very little indeed. Misery absorbed them. Nausea absorbed them. The agony of their stomachs absorbed them. In the pitching, shifting, fetid cabin, occupied by 8 human beings, 4 of them adult, 4 of them children, measuring 8 feet by 8 feet, stinking of a mixture of body odor and vomit, unventilated, they were absorbed by the various degrees of their misery, and this misery appeared to them to go on for an eternity. On the small, cold, wind and water-swept deck that was allotted to steerage passengers, there was some relief from the closeness of the cabin. But the North Atlantic in the month of December, in this year of 1888, provided small compensation for the breath of fresh air the deck granted. The deck was wet and icy cold and awash whenever the weather worsened. And the weather was not good during that passage. Most of the time, Anna Levette spent in her bunk. A dark, good-looking girl in her early 20s, she was in the 7th month of her pregnancy. She had been born and raised in the tiny fishing village of Albenga, in the north of Italy on the Ligurian Sea. Her husband, Joseph, was a distant cousin, not by blood, but by the intricate network of Italian family connection. The Levettes were a family of fishermen, part Italian, part French, part of them in San Remo, part in Marseille. Joseph had grown up in Marseille, a fisherman from the age of 10.